From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Syria talks peace. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva without any foreign interference, although he did not specifically explain what that means. The announcement comes almost a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim commented to reporters Thursday in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference, and our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Foreign Minister Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes in a rebel-held suburb of the capital Damascus killed at least 20 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the casualties in Thursday's raid on the suburb of Hamouria. The United Nations says a decision by the Central African Republic to postpone next week's elections by 3 days is not a setback for the struggling country. A UN spokesman says the UN peacekeeping mission will help authorities distribute ballots and back the CAR forces with security. Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica. In his homily, the Pope rebuked what he called society's intoxication with consumerism, pleasure, abundance, and wealth. This is VOA News.